Fisherman, he is indiscriminately designated by all the following titles: the whale, the Greenland whale, the black whale, the great whale, the true whale, the right whale. There is a deal of obscurity concerning the identity of the species thus multitudinously baptized. What, then, is the whale which I include in the second species of my folios? It is the great Mysticetus of the English naturalists, the Greenland whale of the English whalemen, the Baleine ordinaire of the French whalemen, the Growlands wallfish of the Swedes. It is the whale which, for more than two centuries past, has been hunted by the Dutch and English in the Arctic seas. It is the whale which the American fishermen have long pursued in the Indian Ocean, on the Brazil banks, in the Norwest coast, and in various other parts of the world designated by them right whale cruising grounds. Some pretend to see a difference between the Greenland whale of the English and the right whale of the Americans, but they precisely agree in all their grand features, nor has there yet been presented a single determinate fact upon which to ground a radical distinction. It is by endless subdivisions based upon the most inconclusive differences that some departments of natural history become so repellingly intricate. The right whale will elsewhere be treated of at some length with reference to elucidating the sperm whale. Book 1, Folio, Chapter 3, Finback.